They told me he would get that thing. So then he is being gone. The villagers are only searching for him. Yogendra Durgamagati. And the great yogis cannot have any trust where he is residing. So, Sastati Navastha, Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hidoki. The real devotees are to be very rarely found in this world. We may not contract with a sand thing. We must be very much cautious. We may not make real progress, but we may not take anything for something, one thing for another thing. That is tamogun. In tamogun, the nature of tamogun is said in Bhagavad Gita, that he takes something instead of another thing. That is the sign of tamogun. Tamogun. That is selection. That's wrong selection. Wrong selection is the nature of tamogun. And the rajogun, little higher, it cannot ascertain. And the sattvagun can hit the right thing. That is the distinction. So it is tamogun, influence that urges us for wrong selection. Selection, we can't wait for any selection. Selection must be done. Very asahishnu, unforbearing. What is asahishnu?
Unforbearing.
wrong selection comes out of that temperament without giving the real value to the real thing. That's the greatest enemy. We should have a mind to proper price for the proper thing. That sort of attitude we must have. Tanadu Vishunike no Taruru Vishwishnuna. That is also teaches us wait and see. Taruru Vishwishnu. Not like a voracious eater, whatever I shall get, I shall swallow it, whatever it may be, without considering what it is, but impatient. A patient who is very impatient in taking his diet. Gaur Hari Bol. I feel a little more tired today, perhaps for that afternoon engagement. Yesterday. Gold,
we are feeling like you are protecting us. We feel that you are protecting us. Our future. We depend on you, on your grace.
Whatever topics are coming, I am going on to say something according to my knowledge and my experience. Shastric knowledge drawn from, we have heard from our Guru Maharaj, and the experience I have got during his stay and after his departure. And sincerely trying to put this, that under your consideration, for your consideration, so much, nothing more. And I feel all this, that what Guru Maharaj wanted from me, I did not mind much for that. In my last speech, he's rather exacting from me some sort of news. or from his side. That is my reward. I consider that to be my reward, that he knows which very feeble condition, but still I am utilized by him, unexpectedly surrounded and snatched from me, what little experience I have got in my life, coming in connection with that divine world. That is my own reward. I will be satisfied with that. Go just before my demise. I am personally engaged in Kirtan. You are very fond of Kirtan, as Guru Maharaj. We saw he couldn't, he can't speak. Still, if anyone come, he cannot speak. We saw it with our own eyes. If anyone comes, once in Bombay, one Marathi gentleman came to hear from me, who is Sadhu? That was his question. He was very tired. And he asked me to answer. I began with this sloka Bhagavatam, Sadhu Hridayam Majjam, Sadhu Nam Hridayam Taham, Madannati Na Jananti Nahanti Bhumana. I began with this sloka, but he was not satisfied. He took it for a moment and began to talk about sadhu. But I thought that I was misunderstood.
The following is a darshan of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami, recorded on October 30th, 1981.
Gaurabde, 457 Gaurabde.
Jalodhi means, ocean means seven.
Gaurabde.
Jalodhi means sagar, sapta sagar. So it bears the emblem.
Jalodhi is a plural number.
Ishu means five. Panchavan. Ishu means one. Ishu represents five. And Jalodhi is seven. Seven, five. Then Vedo, four. And Ankushya Vamagati, it is a custom that will be just opposite. The four will come, Jalodhi, seven, Ishu means five, and the four means, Ved means four. Chari Ved, Pancha Vam, Sapta Samudra. And that will be just opposite, it is a custom. So the 4, 5, 7. 4, 5, 7.
457.
All right.
This is the custom.
All right. Venkata could not understand it. And I am so, of course.
Everywhere in Sanskrit,
yes.
not in figure, but in this sign, this sound. Representing
there is science in Sanskrit language to express the number.
Yes.
In every shloka you find that is the custom.
Yes, very nice.
Moon is one, duye pokkho. Pokkho gulo ki bole English-e? 15 days of month.
Two, pokkho two.
Two pokkho means one
Krishna
month. Pokkho, when it is divided into two.
Shukla paksha.
Pokkho, Krishna pokkho. Tine netra.
Three eyes.
Eyes are three. Three eyes.
Towards the Mahadev and that's
Shiva. Chare Ved. Ved is four.
Indicates four. Five is Man, Panchasar. Then six, Ritu, the
seasons.
There are seven, Samudra.
The seven number indicates
the
seas.
Seven seas.
Eight, Vasu, Ashtavasu. Nine, Nidhi, Navanidhi. Ten, Dik, direction. Dik, ten.
That's all.
Udra, Ekadash, Rudra. Different signs there are. Jug also four, Ved four, Jug, Satyajita Dapar Kali, that is also acceptable four. Gun also three, Satya Rajatama, Gun may be used for three. In this way, there are different words which carry the meaning of that. Who are you?
Kashiram
Das. Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur.
So, another question, different subject.
In Nimritala, I wrote few shlokas there in the stone. It is put there.
Very nice.
Then there was one thing. None can explain the meaning that in that place. And one Sakhi Babu who reconstructed that position as that present temple. He told that, well, when Mahaprabhu visited this place, when Govinda Maharaj from Bodhikasram, he halted in Vrindavan, he asked that, what year Mahaprabhu visited this place. And Govinda Maharaj told that Gurudev has, our Maharaj has composed this shloka Sanskrit, it must be mentioned there. Then he pointed out, this is the time. Ratneshu Vedaniti. Ratneshu, there it was mentioned, Ratneshu Vedaniti. What is the meaning of this Ratneshu? So many pandits, they also come. Can't understand. Ratneshu Vedaniti. Ratneshu, generally they take the seventh vibhakti in plural number. Deveshu, Naroshu, Ratneshu. But Ratna and Ishu, Ratneshu, they can't follow that. Ratneshu Vedaniti. The four, five, and Ratna means nine. Namuratna. Then he pointed out that this is the time when Mahaprabhu visited here. Ratneshu Vedaniti.
The same principle here.
And the, always generally this custom. In Ramananda Rai, Godavari, there is Gauravadi Jadi Yugasrama Yuge Gauri Yasam Yugasrama Yuge. Yug means four, Asrama means four. Asrama, Chaturasrama. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, four asrama, that four. Yug also four. Satyajita Dapar Kali. Yugasana Yugi, hold, hold, hold.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rauha. Kandai, Vidai, Vidai.
In this, in the translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita by our Guru Maharaj, on the verse, Shikha Guru Keto Jani, Krishna Sharupa, Antarjami Bhakta Shrestha Eidui Rupa. In the Tatparja, he has written that there are two kinds of Shikha Guru. One is the liberated person, fully absorbed in meditation, in devotional service. And the other is he who invokes the disciple's spiritual consciousness by means of relevant instructions. Two types. One who is absorbed in meditation, in devotion. Another who gives instruction. That means
when
we can...
From within and without, from within, who guides, that is also Shiksha Guru. By constant study, etc., dictation from within, for proper guidance, that is Chaitya Guru, the Guru that has got his position in our chitta, in our heart. And the Shiksha Guru, this is one, and the second, the Mahanta Guru, who has fully established in the services of the Lord. He may be entrusted to take our direction of services from him. Shikha Guru, Dikha Guru.
Then further,
they also represent Krishna.
Yes.
Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioned in his Bani Vaibhav, Antaranga and Bahiranga Guru. That is the same?
Antaranga and Bahiranga.
Antaranga Guru and Bahiranga Guru?
Antaranga Guru and Bahiranga Guru. I want to little more, a further step. What does it mean to understand, to follow? In another conception also, antaranga and bahiranga. Bahiranga. Inner dictator and dictator from the outside. But that may include not even that Shiksha Guru, in the case of that Amudut, 14 gurus. Everyone gives suggestion him as a guru. I learn this thing from that bird. I love this thing from that beast. I love this thing from the ant. There is 24, 14 guru, the Abhidhuta, in Bhagavatam it is mentioned. He receives instruction from the nature also, suggesting something. Suppose the bird, Chataka, who does not take water from the ground, but always expecting a drop from the cloud. This will give suggestion to us that we won't take anything but what is given by the Guru Vaishnava. I must take that, and nothing from anywhere else. And so many things, when the mind is Maya Santushti Manasya Sabba Asukhamaya. And he is within, he says everything is helping him towards, to direct him towards the final end. He can reach in a position, in a particular position. The sadhaka, the almost the siddha, they find that everything is conducting him towards. Towards his desired end. Whatever. Mahaprabhu, when dancing madly in the front of Jagannath Dev, he was chanting an ordinary shloka, an ordinary poem, epic. But the suggestion there, he is taking and becoming mad in devotion. So all the reading of the environment, and there is a particular stage, and all will show towards Krishna, go towards this. Just as here in the land of exploitation, whatever we see, we try to get some sort of service from him. Even a tree, even a beast, whatever we see, how to exact something from him. That is our lookout, always. How to get some benefit from whatever I come across. Exploitation. And the renunciation means everything is apathetic, is viraktikar, everything is disgusting. Whatever I come across, that is, I become disgusted. This is bad. Everything is bad and congenial. That is the basis of the spirit of renunciation. We feel disturbed by anything and everything. And exploitation, we want to exploit, derive some sort of benefit from whatever we see. And when established in the self, the realm of service, everything is helping him go, do this service, do this, I am doing, you also do. That is in Vrindavan. That is really to live in Vrindavan, in Navadvip, wherever. Everything is that I am serving Krishna, you also do your duty. That sort of instruction, that sort of weave will come to my plane of heart. We are doing, you do, giving suggestion, a push towards my serving temperament. To be in Goloka, to be in Vaikuntha, that is means another plane. The atmosphere, the attraction, they are all carrying to the center. And above, if I stand, by the push I can go, I have to go. Go forward. Sometimes in a crowd, if I stand in the midst of a crowd, I am bound to go ahead. Because the whole crowd is moving forward. I have no other alternative but to move forward. So that current towards Krishna, to the service, everyone will help me, come along with me, we are doing. And here, the land of exploitation, everything, everyone is exploiting. Tendency, whatever you will find, whatever he will find, even the duties also. Even the duties, that is also being exploited. Give something. I am giving some 1 rupee bhog to you. You give me 1,000 rupees favor me that I may get a good business. I am giving something. The treasury, even with the duty, even Narayana. So this is because this is the land of exploitation. We do not know anything but exploitation. So exploitation, renunciation, the service of exploitation of there are also subdivision in them. In all the mainly three stages. The exploitation and exploitation. Call it moral exploitation and immoral exploitation. And the serving, that is also according to some shastric order and spontaneous automatic in Goloka. There is generally 2 divisions there. But exploitation, renunciation, for abnegation and then service, dedication, devotion, three planes of life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Bahiranga Guru, that are coming to help me from outside, Guru, they are, Guru means guide, they also help me to go towards my desired end. They are also doing the duty of Guru to me. They are exciting me, go, do this, do this. We are doing, you also do, come on with us. Vairanga Guru. And inner from within also. My urge from within. You are still sitting idle. Do your duty, it is high time. That is inner Guru. And this is all transcend. Strive for the eternal good. That is internal inspiration. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari
Bol. Maharaj also stated that the Dikha Guru is representative of Sri Madan Mohan Vigraha, and Shikha Guru is representative of Sri Govindadev Vigraha.
Where do you find?
This is in the purport, Tatparya, by our Guru Maharaj.
It is mentioned, so far as I know, that Madan Mohan Sambandha, Govinda Abhidheya, and Gopinath Prayajan. Sambandha, Tattva, Sanatana Goswami, and his Lord of worship is Madan Mohan. And that gives us Sambandha. And the Govinda, that is, that worship was given by Rupa Goswami. And he is the Acharya of Abhidheya, the main strand. And the Gopinath, that is also reckoned as the, and the, among one of the three duties of to be worshipped by the Gauriya. Gopinath, that is, gives us assurance to and shelter for our whole life as Gopi. So, there is Prayojan Acharya, Prayojan Tattva. It is mentioned in that way. But here, why do you read it out? I shall hear.
Here it says, the initiating spiritual master is a personal manifestation.
Initiating, and who gives the name? That is also included in initiation, Bhagavati Diksha.
Yes.
So Bhagavati Diksha, Harinam and the mantra, both. Initiating good master.
Is a personal manifestation of Srila Madana Mohan Vigraha.
Yes, then.
Whereas the instructing spiritual master is a personal representative of Srila Govindadev Vigraha.
Where has he found it? What is the source?
That is not given.
Where is he saying this?
This is in the Tatparya to that Shikha Guru Ke Tojane Krishna Sharup.
Oh, there.
The Tatparya, the Bhavart.
Shiksha Guru ke to jani Krishna Sarup.
Antarjami
Bhakta Sestva Edvi Rup. Then anything else there?
Yes.
No other?
Yes, there is a long tatpaja.
This edition. Oh.
The translation. One should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Krishna. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the Super Soul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord.
Krishna and Madan Mohan, one and the same. Shikha Guru Kete Jani Krishna Rasvarup. We say Diksha Guru is Madan Mohan. And the Abhidheya, What is that, Govinda?
Vidaya, yes.
What is that?
He says, Srila Sanatan Goswami is the ideal spiritual master, for he delivers the shelter of lotus feet of Madan Mohan. One may be unable to travel on the field of Vrindavan due to forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. But he can get adequate opportunity to stay in Vrindavan and derive all spiritual benefits by the mercy of Sanatan Goswami. Then he says, Sri Govindaji acts like the Shiksha Guru by teaching Arjuna Bhagavad Gita. He is the original preceptor, for he gives us instructions and an opportunity to serve him. Then he says, initiating spiritual master is a manifestation of Srila Madan Mohan Vigraha, whereas instructing spiritual master is a personal representative of Srila Govindadev Vigraha. Both of these deities are worshipped at Vrindavan. Srila Gopinath is the ultimate attraction in spiritual realization. Then he says, the procedures.
It comes to that line. From Manda, Vidya and Prayoga. The Gopinath ultimate. And the instruction in the middle how to go on with our service, that is from Govinda. And the Madan Mohan, you get a general conception of the whole and to attract, direct that where should I be gathered, what is our connection, ultimate connection with whom, that from Madan Mohan. That means the highest power in the world discovered ever is charm, charming beauty. And Madan Mohan, who can even charm the Madan, here in the land of exploitation, the principal cause of the whole movement is the principle of lust. To be united, the men and the women will be united. And that is the object of the highest conception of pleasure. And we all undergo so many variegated nature. The remote aim is to have some that sort of enjoyment. That is the engine which is moving this whole structure to be united. Men and women will be united, and that gave some sense pleasure, some different sort of sense pleasure. The all the pleasure is intensifiedly collected there, and anyone is taking pain of doing so many things, the object is to that pleasure. So that is the perfect reflection of the above. So there also Radha Govinda Milan, and that sort of pleasure, just the opposite, the Krishna Kam, Madan Mohan, who is charming even the Cupid, Cupid of this world. This is the lesser Kam Andhatama, the extremely opposite thing here, the dense darkness, and that is the dense light, the Nirmal of Haskar. That is the purest to dedicate for the satisfaction of Krishna, the center, the love, and this is the opposite for sense pleasure. So ultimately, the highest force is the charm. The charm of loving nature and the beauty. That is there and here also the opposite. Now, that sort of attraction in a vague way, that is the cause of attracting, taking us to that land, to be united with Krishna in that Madhura Rasa, the calm, Aprakita calm and the Aprakita calm. Then we cannot feel or not the main attraction of the two poles, south and north, north pole, the attraction. So when we cross the marginal line and put in the area of Vaikuntha, that sort of attraction, knowing unconsciously or unconsciously, draws at that side. That is sambandha. That makes us, that is the very basis of the calculation of all other relations around. That is the main attraction for which we adjust and readjust, and this way we move that side, sambandhagyan. Because of the relationship with that land is that main attractive power, Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan. His name is Madan Mohan. Krishna means attraction, absolute attraction. And what is that absolute attraction? That is Madan. In the nature of the last of this man, Madan Mohan, that is Prem. Madan Mohan represents the Prem. So, that main attraction, consciously and unconsciously, are drawing to us there. That is Sambandha. And I am adjusted, readjusted in that while making advancement on that way. So the main thing is that Madan Mohan. Then Govinda comes to be the presiding deity of our duties. Do this, then you will make progress. Abhidhya means trend. How you will be make progress? Utilize your senses for his satisfaction. In this way, that way, that way, in details, and go ahead. And that attraction, Madan Mohan, that is the beginning, and the Govinda will help you to go ahead, admitting something and receiving something, and this way, utilizing your senses, your brain, your intelligence, your body, mind, word, and utilizing this way, and go ahead. This is Govinda's point. And the Gopinath, when you have reached your desired position to give you shelter within his camp to keep you for eternity, there is a Gopinath. You are a Gopi and he is your eternal master, and he gives you permanent shelter. That is Prayoyam. He will take the charge of you for eternity, look after you as a guardian, and you will be under his care all forever. That is Gopinath. Prayojan. In these three aspects, the Lord approaches us or accepts us. So we find especially characteristic in three phases. The one, but in three phases, it comes to our help. So Govinda, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. And in our mantram also we find Krishna, Govinda and Gopinath. Krishna represents Madan Mohan in the mantram. The mantra which we get from Gurudev, there also Krishna, Govinda and Gopinath. And the Krishna represents Madan Mohan. And Govinda is there and Gopinath is also there in the mantra. Krishna, Govinda, Madan Mohan. And not Madan Mohan is mentioned, but Krishna representing Madan Mohan in the mantra. So Krishna and Madan Mohan, one same. That is attractor, simple attraction. and then the detailed action, how we can adjust us with the attraction, and we can make progress. That is Govinda. And when reach our goal for permanent guidance, shelter, the arrangement is made by Govinda. Govinda, Hari Govinda. Nidhai Govinda, Hari Govinda.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was Manjari.
Guna Manjari.
What Manjari?
Guna Manjari. Guna Manjari.
And that he also saw Radharani. That he also saw Radharani.
He told. Did you find it anywhere?
No, but you told Pradyumna once.
Yes, but that is, he told just in this way, if we can look it with a higher angle of vision, we see him as Radharani. Mm. Because he is Guru. Acharya Mangvijaniya, he is my Guru. A Guru's function, in the nearest way I find him, this Gaur Kishore Babaji. But if I, with Madhur Rasa touch, I enter into her heart, into his heart, we find the he is worshipping in the mood of Guna Manjari, in the camp of Radharani. Then if we want to take it in a broader light, Acharya Mangvijaniya, the connection coming from the up, then we can see the full Madhur Rasa. I can, that is a, Manjari is a partial representation, but by the arrangement, by the law of Krishna, that Guru is Misal. So, with that said, if I follow that sort of outlook, then we can that the Madhur Rasa in full flesh, it is there for me. For me, the whole, the perfect rasa, not part representation. Ostentatiously, it is a part representation of Madhur Rasa. But as the Shastra says, Acharya Mangvijaniya, so you don't think that your Guru is partial representation, but the representation of the whole. Mm-hmm. When this particular mood I look on her, that he is not a Manjari. And the most ordinary, he is Gaur Kishore Babaji. Then more internal vision I find in Guna Manjari. Then again, with the consonants of the Shastric order, that he is not partial representation, but for me, the full representation within him, in his inner, I can find the Guru is full, perfect. Whatever my want, it is not wanted there. It will come from him. Come from him, because that is Bhagavan, the Krishna. Krishna means Madhur Rasa, the highest, the most magnanimous position is that of Radharani. Mm. So, if I look with a high expectation, then I can find Radharani in her. That was his explanation. We took in that way. He told plainly, if I look with a little higher standard, I find Radharani. That the full eight rasas, Naika. Radharani represents all the aspects of eight Naikas in her. And they are all else more or less partial representations. And if I try with a broader look, I want towards her, I find that whole of the eight kinds of Naika Rasa is present there for me. By the special grant of Lord Himself. The Guru to the Shishya is a full thing, not any partial. Mediator though as a mediator he is concise, but mediation may come through him at his will of the Supreme, the full will come at his will. So subjective cause we shall always remember. Pashyami yogamaisharam, Arjuna, what am I? Look at me. I am not that Krishna of you, your friend. Now that you see so big. It is his will. So no under law, we can't bring him, we can't bring the infinite in a case, however bigger it may be. You see, no bigger case can accommodate infinite. As our habit, we want to know everything with boundary line. This is this, this cannot be that, this cannot be that, cannot be that. This is this. We are habituated things like that. But in the case of infinite, no bound, no circumference, all center. Everywhere there is center, nowhere circumference. We are approaching that, we must not forget that. So, in the atom, he can show himself the full, full representation in an atom, through an atom he may see. The Vaigyanik, the scientists, they are going to analyze the atom. A very limited thing.